Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Timberwolves regular season coming up. A little over 2 weeks away. Wednesday, October 22nd out in Portland. They play the Blazers at the Moda Center. I'll be in L.A. to play the Lakers at Crypto.com Arena, and then the home opener against Indiana on Sunday, October 26th. 6 o'clock start on a Sunday night, so a Sunday night opener for the Minnesota Timberwolves later this month. Speaking of Indiana, they'll be in town tomorrow night in the preseason at Target Center at 7 o'clock. And the man who covers the club for the Star Tribune, Chris Hine, joins us. Chris, good to visit with you. I hope you had a great off season.
I'm doing good, Steve. How's things going with you?
Yeah, good, good. And give us a quick update on the book. I know it came out this spring and was available, and your book about Ant.
Yeah, I think we sold enough copies to keep the publisher happy, so we like that. It's pretty surreal to kind of see it if I pop in a bookstore around the Twin Cities and, it's just kind of sitting there on the shelf. It's pretty surreal to see that. It's been awesome to see the feedback from people who have read it, social media or various, websites where you can leave reviews of it. So really happy with the reception of it. I think people that have read it really appreciate, especially the early parts of his life, the first kind of 5-6 chapters of the book that delve into his life growing up in Atlanta and his family and, the people that really helped him get to where he is today, the kind of this network of people he met along the way that gave him a little guiding hand to make sure he got to where he needed to be in the NBA.
Yeah. And have you along the way, and I'm sure you have, had feedback from Ant himself, about the book, and what has he had to say to you about it?
He said nothing to me about it. I haven't talked to him about it. I don't know if he's read it. I don't think he's read it. I gave him a copy of the book late last season, right before it came out and before we kind of broke away for the off season. But I have heard from a lot of the people that are close to him that are in the book that I interviewed and that helped me make it, and everybody's seems to be really happy with the story, the way it came together, I heard from one of his people that he's like, every word of that is true. He's like, and I was there.
Wow, that.
So to hear that from him meant a lot, and very thankful to a lot of people that gave me their time, their trust, and their stories and memories to put something like that together.
Yeah, that's cool. Here we go, the grind of an NBA season. And there's no doubt it is a grind. These guys stay in great shape year-round, but getting into basketball shape, getting out there, getting in some work during the preseason. There's certainly load management in the preseason in the NBA.
Yeah, especially the guys that are playing heavy minutes throughout the year. You saw Ant, Julius Randle, Mike Conley didn't play the other night. I'm not sure what the plan is exactly. I imagine at some point you'll see them try to get out there for a couple minutes in one or two of these games. Maybe not at home, but maybe some that they play on the road in coming weeks here. But I think overall, though, you look at the people that did play, and I thought they looked pretty good, especially, you know, for their first time on the floor. It looked like they hadn't just taken the practice court for the first week the other night. I thought the ball moved really well offensively. They seemed to have a good kind of chemistry out there, no matter who was out there on the floor. I was impressed. But as Chris Finch kind of said today, you know, this stuff happens in the preseason, and he's always careful to remind us that, you know, once the ball goes up on the regular season and the stats start to count for real, then some of that stuff tends to go out the window a little bit. Yeah. So you just got to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and this is a team where there's going to be a lot of familiar faces. There are some new faces fighting for minutes, and the one thing we know, though, is, you know, the load and whether or not this team gets in another deep playoff run is going to rely on some very familiar names.
Yeah, it is. The top seven of the top eight from last year are back in terms of minutes. You know, the only one that's missing is Nikhil Alexander Walker. So you can pencil those guys in for pretty much close to what they had a season ago. As for the kind of the eighth and ninth spots, you know, I would say if I had to handicap it right now, I would say Terrence Shannon Jr. probably ends up getting the most minutes of the next group of people. I just think what he brings in terms of attack mentality and offense, playing in transition, is exactly what this team needs more of. So I think what he does meshes well with what this team needs. Right now, I think I would put Rob Dillingham next, just because they're going to want to limit Mike Conley's usage, and they have to find a way to bring Dillingham along and develop him by giving him some actual, you know, serious runway to play and make mistakes and not have to be looking over his shoulder at who might be coming in for him because he made a couple bad decisions on a couple of possessions. And then I think the 10th spot, probably like Jalen Clark is one of the people. Bones Highland played really well the other night, and we'll see if that's indicative of a larger role than maybe we thought for him, especially at the point guard position. Should anything happen to Mike Conley, or, you know, if Rob isn't producing like they need him to. But that's kind of, I think, where things stand right now.
And then front and center, Anthony Edwards. It's his team. And one of the things that we've heard so far is that taking it to the next level defensively, being able to do it on both ends of the floor night in and night out. All the greats have done it, and it sounds like Hans aware of that next step.
He is aware of it. Now, whether or not that translates to success on the court and committing to it, I don't know, because we've heard him and the team talk a lot about him needing to improve his defense, and I don't know how much better it's gotten over the last 5 years. He's certainly improved in a lot of areas offensively, and that's why he is who he is. But we'll see. I think with defense, it's a matter of energy. It's a matter of effort. And it's not to say that he's a lazy player or anything like that. I think part of the problem with asking a lot of him on defense is he does expend a lot of energy and has to have a lot of energy for the offensive end of the floor when you're asking him to have the ball in his hands a lot, to attack the rim, which is not an easy thing to do consistently. So I think it's finding that balance of maybe taking at least a little bit off of his plate offensively so he could have a little more juice on the defensive end of the floor. And some of that is just on Ant himself to just be determined to go out and do it on a nightly basis, I think, too. I think there could be a little bit of everything as the solution to that problem. Some of it from Ant, some of it from the team, maybe just trying to take some of the burden off of his plate offensively.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Timberwolves. They have a preseason tilt with Indiana tomorrow night. They open the season 2 weeks from Wednesday in Portland. Give me an X factor or two for this team this year. Is it Mike Conley still being able to contribute important minutes night in and night out? Is it Rudy Gobert as well, being the defensive force that he's been in his career? And then, you know, Julius Randle having a good, solid year. I mean, what stands out to you as being a huge key for this team?
Yeah, I think you know that you're going to get what you're going to get from Rudy Gobert. I think you know what you're going to get from Mike Conley. I think Mike Conley may even be better than he was a season ago because he's coming into this training camp healthier and in a little better physical condition than he was a season ago. So I would actually have even a few more expectations for Mike Conley to hit the ground running this year. But to me, the ultimate X factor of this team is Rob Dillingham.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because this is the short-term X factor, this is the long-term X factor. What he brings to the team and his development will alter potentially the trajectory of the organization because he is the presumed future at point guard. And the best version of this team come April is going to be a version of this team that has Rob Dillingham activated near the peak of his powers of what he can do well and what he brings, which is playing with pace, hopefully knocking down open shots, and setting up his teammates and breaking the paint, which is not something that a lot of players on this team can really do by themselves. So to me, Rob Dillingham can elevate this team to another level if he's able to play at a consistent level by the time, you know, the winter gets here.
And then the guy we should also bring up as well is Jaden McDaniel. More consistent scoring. Would you consider that to be on his to-do list night in and night out?
It is, and I think that goes hand-in-hand with the Wolves wanting to play more in transition. I think Jaden McDaniel can be a very valuable weapon for them in transition with his height. He's able to score over a lot of smaller players. You saw it. They really got him going in that in the postseason a little bit, and he's had some success in both of the first two series in transition. So I think when you look at that tape and you see what Jaden's able to do, I think that's what should give them, you know, some signal as to how to use him. You want to play faster, we'll have Jaden McDaniels be a part of that and let him, you know, he doesn't really find much in the half court offense. You know, when the Wolves are in the half court offense, it's Julius Randle and, you know, the other guys kind of get shots off of them, but Jaden can get his in transition. So I think that's one way to improve an area that you need to improve while also still keeping him engaged.
And then final thought here is as we get started in training camp, the opener a couple of weeks away, 2 weeks from Wednesday in Portland. it was frustrating and had to be night in and night out as a beat writer, because there were so many games where it's like, how did they get beat by these guys tonight? You know, and I know ultimately it's get to the playoffs, don't be in the play-in tournament, and they accomplished all those goals. There were some really frustrating nights out of this team.
Yeah, they tended to play up or down to the level of competition, you know, and that, I think that's Anthony Edwards in a nutshell, too. I think he played up or down to the level of competition, and that's something that he's freely admitted as well, that he has to be better on those nights when there's a team that's lower in the standings. And he even said that sometimes he comes out and is a little more passive on those nights. He's trying to set up his teammates and let them get theirs on a night when they might be able to, as opposed to a tougher opponent when he maybe has to be more actively a part of the offense. So, you know, I think that's on him. It's on the team as a whole. You know, 2 years ago, they took care of that problem. And that's one of the reasons why they were, you know, in competition for the one seed up until the final day of the season. This, you know, we'll be interested to see if they've actually learned from those mistakes this time around, or if they're going to take some of those nights at, you know, 80% and try to hope that that's good enough. Last year, it wasn't in a lot of instances. And, you know, in the Western Conference, it's a tough attitude to have on a nightly basis.
Well, Chris, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune online, startribune.com. Pacers at Target Center tomorrow night, and here we go.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.